You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Tuesday, and I'm back in New York City. The most interesting thing in tech are more twists and turns in the stories of Facebook and fake information. So last month, a video appeared on Facebook and other sites of Nancy Pelosi looking drunk. It's a doctored video. A lot of people said, Facebook has to take this down. And Facebook responded, no, we don't take down information if it's false. We slow its reach, provide information countering it, maybe lead people to fact checkers, but we're not going to remove it. In these circumstances, we prioritize free speech. I thought that was a principled stand, a complicated one, but one I generally support. Two more things now happen today. Number one, turns out that Mark Zuckerberg called Nancy Pelosi after that incident, and she didn't call him back. And that's a reflection of maybe his declining prestige on Capitol Hill, and also how frustrated she was with him. It seems likely that her people close to her, leaked the story to the Washington Post, because I can't imagine why Zuckerberg's people would leak that story to the Washington Post. So not a good sign for Facebook when the Speaker of the House is that upset with you. Personally, I would have called back, but trust Speaker Pelosi's instincts on this. She's had a rather long and successful career managing a lot of complicated people and situations. All right, third thing that happens. Somebody, artist in an advertising agency, creates a fake video of Mark Zuckerberg. It's described many places on the internet as a deepfake. It's not really that. It's not a perfect simulation of Mark Zuckerberg talking. But in any case, it's a video of Zuckerberg saying a bunch of sinister things about user privacy. It's clearly false. It's made to look like a CBSN video, which may create a copyright problem. But the interesting question right now is, how will Facebook respond? Will they have the same policies that they had towards the doctored video of Pelosi, or will there be different policies? My hope is that they stick by their principles. They keep this up, they stop it spread, they provide countering information, but let's see. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. I'll see you tomorrow, and I am definitely real.